They have to put up...
Stake and rider, keep tearing it down.
The stake and rider, was that cross?
Yeah, that's what that was.
Where would y'all keep chickens?
Just loose and let them go.
Did you ever have any place to shut them up in?
Oh, yeah, we had what they call a chicken house. We hardly have kept over 30 or 40.
Where would you keep the mother hen and the biddies?
In a coop. We called it a coop out in chicken, around the chicken house.
How was a coop built?
Like this.
V-shaped?
Like a house top.
How tall was it?
Some of them built them that high. We always built them about that high.
You built them about 18 inches high or
so? 20. So the old hen could stomp through the middle of it. We used to have farrowing pens for hogs. South, where we put them in the place that had eight corners to it, where she couldn't lie down on them pigs.
It had what in it?
Farrowing pen.
They'd
go out under that, and then they'd come back. But she couldn't lay down on them in them corners, you see. She'd have to lay down through the middle. I never will forget the first one of them I built. Paul says, son, what are you doing? I says, I'm building a pen, put that old sigh and keep imagining all my pigs are dead. He said, that's a funny looking outfit to me.
Did you think of doing that yourself?
Yeah, I'd take me some posts and put them down like a rail, of crooked fence, you know? About that far apart. Then taking the cross cut saw and cut my rails up just to fit. Put them on the inside of the pen so it wouldn't push off. Left the bottom one about that high. And that old sow stayed in there.
But the pigs could get out.
They'd crawl out. If she lay down over the way and they was against the side of it, out they'd go. Out and run. I never did lose but two after them, but sometimes they'd mash half of them to death for you. Laying on. We had one whole eater pig up once.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. She had eight and one evening I found her. And next morning she had three and that evening she didn't have any. She ate them up. We put that thing up and fattened and killed and sold.
You wanted to make a hen start laying. What could you put in her nest to fool her?
I don't know. I use these artificial eggs.
Say if you had a good set of dishes, your dishes might be made out of...
China?
What would you call an egg made out of that?
China eggs. We got some glass eggs.
A
chicken's neck swallowed them glass eggs, that's the end of him. You don't have to shoot him. Or chop his head off. That egg never goes through him. He can't break it. And he dies.
That seems kind of cruel, though.
Well, he needs to be cruel to a snake. I found some of these here glass eggs down on that branch.
Really?
Where they get off down there and die. They'd eat the eggs, and I've got them out of them, out of him. Break the hen eggs, but you didn't break them. Just push them back out the mouth. They won't eat these here plastic eggs. They won't swallow them. It's made in two pieces. You twist them together. They won't eat them. They won't try to swallow.
They just wait the solid things?
If they come apart and they go to squeezing, you see, trying to swallow them, they just gets half of it. He leaves it.
A hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
Hen nest.
A hen that's on the nest.
Setting eggs.
Wait. What?
Setting eggs. Old hens are setting.
Okay.
We had guineas one time. They're something similar to a chicken. And they'd steal the nests off and have 100 eggs in one nest. Three or four, five of them lay in one nest before you find them.
Gosh.
One time, Mama had a bunch, and she sent, we had the old guineas down across the old nigger's field down there below in his pasture, just raised in sand.